Smooth transition. Most people seem to believe that our present political and economic system will not continue for much longer. We think change is coming, and that change is not likely to be pleasant or easy. So how can we minimize the difficulties that people will face during the coming change? And how can we manage the coming change so that the most people are better off after the change? Too many revolutions have resulted in societies becoming even more authoritarian and dysfunctional. Authoritarian revolutions install authoritarian governments. We need an egalitarian revolution that will install an egalitarian system of governance, where governance actually uses nonviolent, honest, and effective methods to perform the functions that our violent and dishonest governments now claim to be performing. I'd like to propose the Just Say No program. The goal of the Just Say No program is to set up a society where people can just say no to any request. That is a simple and relatively painless method of ensuring fairness. If you don't think it's fair, just say no. With that in effect, everybody will be involved in group activities they think are fairly managed. We won't have bored students sitting in the back of a high school class. We will have energetic and enthusiastic young people doing things that they feel are fair and productive. In a fair system, if you don't want to pay taxes to the government, you don't have to pay taxes to the government. If the government doesn't want to provide you with governmental services, the government doesn't have to provide you with governmental services. Actually, we already have the second part of that program. We just need to implement the first part. We need to make it accepted practice to just say no if you don't want to participate in some group effort. The right of refusal is not a new idea. The right of refusal has been the basic operating principle of many so-called primitive societies for at least thousands of years. The right of refusal was the way the United States mostly worked when it was first established. Those early Americans did have to deal with chattel slavery and a lot of other authoritarian delusions. But there was no income tax. There was no Social Security tax. There was no central bank inflation tax. Doctors and lawyers did not have to have a license to practice, and therefore they were able to charge reasonable fees. There was no DMV, no FBI, no NSA, and no need for acronyms to keep track of government crimes. We can implement the right of refusal by just saying no, and we can maintain it by continuing to say no to things we don't like. The ends of the Just Say No program and the means of the Just Say No program are totally logically consistent, since they are one and the same. We do not have to implement a dictatorship of the proletariat so that government will eventually wither away, as the communists promise. We can just start the withering away process today. We do not have to wait until we die to get justice, as many religions would have us believe. We do not have to create authoritarian unions to fight the authoritarian government. We can use egalitarian means to establish a society where the size and power of organizations similar to present-day governments are constrained by market forces. Just as the size and power of the auto industry or the airline industry are constrained by market forces, at least to the degree that market forces are allowed to work. As the Chinese and the Russians so famously discovered, not allowing market forces to work creates poverty, chaos, and revolution. The Just Say No program does not require massive demonstrations. It just requires a lot of people to say no to things they don't like. But wait! People always say no to the things they don't like. So why haven't we straightened out this mess already? We haven't fixed our problems already because of poor communications and analysis. Our communication networks are filled with lies, most of which are generated by the government or corporations that are really just a part of the government, even though they represent themselves to be free market entities. These corporate and government lies are designed to cause the public to say no to policies that would be good for the public. These lies are designed to get the public to just say yes to policies that are bad for the public. The dance between a government and its citizens is very much like a bullfight. The matador distracts the bull with flags and gets him to attack thin air, so the matador can come in from the side and draw blood. The lies the government tells are like the flags of the matador. Fortunately, we now have a brand new lie detector called the Internet. Analysis that was formerly available to just the 1% is now available to the general public. new forms of analysis that were formerly not available to anyone are now available to the general public. There are now 3.5 billion internet users and counting. That is potentially a 3.5 billion person virtual flash mob, and of course, a whole lot of smaller and not so virtual flash mobs. The skills, wealth, and logistical support that can be mobilized by the planetary flash mob totally dwarf the resources of the establishment. The planetary flash mob can defeat the establishment because billions of good people can cooperate honestly, openly, and politely to contain the establishment. The establishment cannot cooperate honestly, openly, and politely because the establishment is deceitful, secretive, rude, and violent. The New World Order establishment can become more honest, open, and nonviolent, and survive and prosper. Or it can double down on deceit, violence, and authoritarian control, and earn a place in the dustbin of history right next to the fascists and the communists. We can put authoritarians in their place by calling them on what they are doing. Don't call it taxation. Call it what it really is: armed robbery. Don't call it incarceration. Call it what it really is: kidnapping, torture, and slavery. Don't call it education. Call it fraud and propaganda. Don't call it the central bank. Call it the central counterfeiting operation. And remember, freedom works. Slavery sucks.